On the 21st of September, I took a trip to Newfoundland in the company of Charlie Murphy, chairman of Carlow County Council.
Carlow has been making connections. We've been making connections for the last maybe 2 years with Newfoundland. I know there's been huge connections with Newfoundland in South Kilkenny, Waterford, all that area down there. But Carlow is getting in on the act now.
We were guests of Ireland-Newfoundland connections and over there of Newfoundland-Labrador Irish connections. Neither Charlie or I had ever been to Newfoundland, but Freshford man Robert Randall, whom we met at the airport, had been there before.
It's a really nice city. It's really nice. There's a lot of Irish people around. It's got a nice atmosphere. It's very friendly. A lot of the actual street names in St. John's itself are actually named after Irish counties and Irish towns. Waterford Bridge Street is one of the places, Kilkenny Street.
Tullavonaishk, Newfoundland's own Irish name, was the destination of thousands of Irish people from the southeast of Ireland. Kilkenny, Carlow, Waterford, South Tipperary and Wexford in the 18th and 19th centuries. They went to work on the cod fisheries and later settled, but retained not only their Irish traditions, but their distinctive southeast accents as well. After a four-hour flight, we landed at St. John's Airport, and my host, Paula Shortle, whose ancestors come from Kilkenny, picked us up and took us on a whistle-stop tour of the old port of St. John's. VOCM, the local radio station, in the background.
Water Street, like the downtown. It's not a big harbour, quite sheltered actually, and that was why St. John's was put here.
Then it was on to the Benevolent Irish Society headquarters on a hill overlooking the city to meet our hosts and the other people who had travelled from Ireland.
Walter Kerwin, I met you in Slieve Roo last week.
That's right.
You've just been down in Trepassey in Newfoundland now.
Yeah, we had a fantastic time. Wonderful turnouts at every event. If you're arriving into Trepassey, you'd say you're into one of the most remote places on earth. I mean, Trepassey is a place that's been very much affected by the closure of the cod fishery.
Yeah.
At one stage it had a fish plant employing 800 and the place had a population of 1500, but now it's down to about 400, 500. The cods were so plentiful that fellas would say you'd find it difficult to row a boat to the cods. They were so thick in the sea.
And they were huge.
Yeah, the whole of southern Europe was living off cod.
Yeah.
And of course you could dry it and salt it and so on.
But this is an amazing place. Where are you from yourself?
I'm from Dublin. I'm the only imposter. I'm the only non-southeast person on our committee in Ireland Newfoundland Connections.
And everybody else is from where now?
They're from counties Wexford, Carlow, Waterford, Tipperary.
Are they behaving themselves?
Reasonably well. Here's a man from County Carlow behind here.
Who's this now?
This is Jimmy O'Toole.
Hello, Sue Nunn.
Jimmy
how are
O'Toole,
you?
How are you?
As often as she met me, she couldn't even remember me. I know, it's only a few times.
How are you?
And we've had a great time down south. Really fantastic. The hospitality outbeats Carlow.
And Jimmy, you're a bit of a historian. I mean, more than a bit of a historian. You know, these are little villages along the coast that were settled by people from Carlow, Tipperary, Waterford, Kilkenny.
The family names and names on roads, you see names like Furlong and Malloy. I've never experienced anything like it, and somebody remarked there this morning, there isn't any place anywhere else where there's such a concentration of Irish immigrants from a smallish area in Ireland.
All speaking with Irish accents.
Yeah, to
South
an area.
East
yeah,
accent.
Yeah. It was a lack of contamination from the outside world.
Yeah,
you know, they
it's
were
an
very
island.
Remote.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, but even where they are on the island is quite remote. Like, I mean, you're.
I better go through and move my vehicle before I get a ticket.
You get tickets in Newfoundland.
Oh, you do, you do, you do, you do.
Certain diseases are universal.
I have to ask you who you are now.
I'm Yvonne Steiner. I'm coordinator of St. Pat's Dancers.
And listen to me, you could be from the southeast of Ireland. Where are you actually from?
My great-grandmother is a Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, from Kerry. I'm from St. Mary's, down around a place called Gaskers, next to St. Vincent's. If you put somebody from Mount Carmel, St. Mary's, St. Vincent's and Trepassey in a town hall, as soon as they open their mouth, you know by their dialect where they're from. Oh yeah, I'd know. You'd know the people from Riverhead, St. Vincent's. They all have a different dialect.
And a lot of them from the southeast of Ireland, from Kilkenny, Carl. Why do people keep speaking with Irish accents?
I have no idea, but I never lost mind, he told me. My grandfather, Frank, was a power, Frank Power, and he was an amazing musician, step dancer, and there's the dancer, some of them coming
These are
now.
The dancers some coming of them, in now, are they?
Yeah.
And do they speak with Irish accents now? The
no,
next generation?
Not at all. Most of them, they're from St. John's, see? Okay, get in and get dressed up.
See you later. Bob, you are honorary president and former president of the Benevolent Irish Society.
Yes, the Benevolent Irish Society was started in 1806, so just a few years after the Great Migration had begun and that settlement was permitted. At the time, there were just 4,000 people in the town of St. John's, and they were roughly 50% English and 50% Irish. Sometimes the fishery was rather poor, and men would not have any money. Or there would have been tragedies in the fishery, and children would have lost parents or both parents. So there was a real need at the time to have some kind of a social net, and none existed. There was no form of government here in 1806. So the Irishmen at the time, and they were both Protestant and Catholic Irishmen from the north and south, came together and formed the Benevolent Irish Society on 17th of February 1806. So it's 210 years ago.
Somebody looking for you there. What's your name?
Jerry Madden.
Jerry Madden.
Yeah. Huh?
How are you doing? St. Pat's Dancers.
If I felt any better, I'd tear up my MCP card.
Which is our Medicare card.
Where are you from?
St. John's.
There must be Irish somewhere.
Maddens are from a place outside of Waterford. My great-grandfather came over here and wound up in Maddox Cove, which is a settlement outside of St. John's.
What are you doing here today now?
I'm playing, I'm an instrumentalist for the St. Pat's Dancers. I play the accordion, and we have a lady coming here now, Elaine Stamm. She's going to play keyboard.
Going back to the, do you want to talk to him first?
I want to know how strong he is, because I got a mic stand there and I cannot twist the...
Tomorrow on Tolavanish, Newfoundland Local Connections, I talk to the Irish ambassador to Canada.
Canada has the highest percentage of Irish people outside of Ireland, according to the census.
And a young South Kilkenny musician who travelled with us on the trip to Newfoundland.
We didn't know what to expect, but it's absolutely brilliant.